ability to even lift an arm. Gwen was dragged and dragged, her legs and feet hitting bumps and rocks beneath, and it seemed to go on forever. After a while, she could no longer tell how much time had passed. It felt like days. The only sound she heard was that of the desert wind ripping through, carrying more dust and heat. Gwen felt more cold water on her lips and drank more this time, until it was pulled away. She opened her eyes a bit further, and as she saw the creature pull it away, she realized that he was feeding her slowly so as not to give her too much at once. The water trickling down her throat did not quite feel as harsh this time, and she felt the hydration rushing to her veins. She realized how desperately she needed it. "Please," Gwen said, "more." The creature instead poured some water over her face, her eyes, and the cool water felt so refreshing as it trickled down her hot skin. It took some of the dust off of her eyelids, and she was able to open them a bit more, enough to at least see what was happening. All around her, Gwen saw more of these creatures, dozens of them, shuffling along the desert floor in their black cloaks and hoods, speaking amongst themselves with strange squeaking noises. She looked over just enough to see them carrying several more bodies, and she felt an immense sense of relief to recognize the bodies of Kendrick, Sandara, Abathol, Brant, Atme, Alepra, the baby, Stefan, Arliss, several Silver and Crone, perhaps a dozen or so in all. They were all being dragged alongside her, and Gwen couldn't tell if they were alive or dead. From the way they all lay, all so limp, she could only assume they were dead. Her heart sank, and Gwen prayed to God that wasn't the case. Yet she was pessimistic. After all, who could have survived out here? She was still not entirely sure that she had survived. As she continued to be dragged, Gwen closed her eyes, and when she opened them again, she realized that she had fallen asleep. She did not know how much more time had passed, but it was now late in the day, the two suns low in the sky. She was still being dragged. She wondered who these creatures were. She assumed them to be desert nomads of some sort, perhaps some tribe who had somehow managed to survive out here. She wondered how they'd found her, where they were taking her. On the one hand, she was so grateful that they had saved her life. On the other, who knew if they were taking her to be killed, to be a meal for the tribe? Either way, she was too weak and exhausted to do anything about it. Gwen opened her eyes, she did not know how much later, startled by a rustling sound. At first it sounded like a distant thorn bush whirling across the desert floor, but as the sound grew louder, more incessant, she knew it was something else. It sounded like a sandstorm, a raging, incessant sandstorm. As they neared it and the people carrying her turned, Gwen looked over and was afforded a view unlike any she had ever seen. It was a view that made her stomach churn, especially as she realized they were approaching it. There, perhaps 50 feet away, was a wall of raging sand, rising right up into the sky, so high she could not see if it had an end. The wind blew violently through it, like a contained tornado, and the sand churned violently in the air, so thick she could not see through it. They headed right for this wall of raging sand, the noise so loud it was deafening, and she wondered why. It seemed like they were approaching instant death. "Turn back," Gwen tried to say. But her voice was hoarse, too weak for anyone to hear, especially over the wind. She doubted they'd listen to her even if they had heard her. Gwen began to feel the sand scraping her skin as they neared the churning sand wall. And suddenly two creatures approached her and draped a long, heavy sheet over her, draping it over her body, covering her face. She realized they were shielding her. A moment later, Gwen found herself in a violent wall of churning sand. As they entered it, the noise was so loud, Gwen felt as if she would go deaf, and she wondered how she could possibly survive this. Gwen realized right away that this canvas over her was saving her. It protected her face and skin from being torn apart against the raging wall of sand. The nomads marched on, their heads down low against the sand wall, as they had done this many times before. They continued to yank her through it,